Brothers, you can fill this row up, inshallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. My dear respected brothers, elders, my young friends, mashallah, many of my beloved youngsters here today. Alhamdulillah, it's the day of Eid. And the day of Eid is a day of happiness. The day of Eid is a day of enjoyment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith he mentions, that لا تصوم في هذه الأيام فإنها أيام أكل وشرب وبيعال. Though on the days of Eid you're not allowed to fast. How many days of Eid are there in the year? 3 days for Eid al-Adha and 1 day for Eid al-Fitr. So the day of Eid al-Fitr is the first of Shawwal. So today we look, probably they updated it, the first of Shawwal. So when the month of Ramadan finishes, the first of Shawwal is the day of Eid al-Fitr, the Eid which comes after the month of Ramadan. And on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah is the last month of the Islamic calendar. On the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah is the day of Eid al-Adha, but Eid al-Adha lasts 3 days. The 10th, 11th and the 12th of Dhul-Hijjah. So these are 4 days of Eid in the year. In these 4 days, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us that we are not allowed to fast. We're not allowed to keep a fast. Because فَإِنَّهَا أَيَّامُ أَكْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ وَبِعَالٍ. These are days of eating and drinking and spending time with your family members. So alhamdulillah, this is a reward Allah ta'ala gives us. It's a reward that a person has worked very, very hard in the month of Ramadan. They have strived to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a reward, they fasted, you know, they've gone without food and drink. They stood in Taraweeh salah. Let me just leave it here, amen, some at the front. They've stood in Taraweeh prayer at night time. So they were hungry throughout the day and they were tired throughout the night from standing in Taraweeh prayer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding them. That here you go, this is your reward, this is your jaza, this is your treat. And that's why the night before Eid is actually known as the Laylatul Jaza or Laylatul Ja'iza, the night of giving a prize, a reward, that the entire month you've done all the effort and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give the reward for that effort, for that hard work. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this Eid as a blessing, as a reward. You worked very hard, here you go, enjoy your Eid. Now it will be very, very unwise and it will be very wrong. You can say it will be very foolish that Allah has given us this day of Eid because we have spent our Ramadan in a manner, hopefully inshallah, that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. We stayed away from sins. People who had the habit of watching Netflix and whatever else you have, they stopped watching that. People who were indulged and involved in other sins, they stopped those sins, those bad habits. And now on the day of Eid, when Allah Ta'ala is giving us a reward, that this is it, this is your reward for doing all your effort in Ramadan, we go and we start doing those sins all over again. This will be something which will really displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the scholars would say, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدِ. The Eid is not for the one who just wears new clothes. But Eid is for the one who actually valued his Ramadan and who actually appreciated the Ramadan, and through the month of Ramadan this person was saved from the fire of Jahannam and has been entered into Jannah. This is the person who truly deserves Eid. Where Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say that at the end of Ramadan you should be thinking, rather than being extremely overjoyed, you should be thinking, has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted my actions that I've completed, that I've done in the month of Ramadan? I don't know. Has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted them or not? And a person should be remorseful, a person should be regretful, and a person should engage in a lot of istighfar. So it's very important that before, after we do any good deed, we always engage in istighfar, something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would finish his salah, he'd say, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. What would be the first thing he would say after that? He would say, Astaghfirullah, 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 three times. To show us that although I have been performing salah, I've been engaged in salah, such a great act of worship, I know that my salah was deficient. I know there were weaknesses inside of it. I know that I could have performed it better. My concentration, my devotion, my focus could have been better. So straight away, whose salah could be better than the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How beautiful that salah would be. That when he would be performing salah, when he would be reciting the ayat of Jannah, the verses of Jannah in the Quran, the Jannah would be visible in front of his eyes. That subhanallah, such a beautiful salah, such a reality in his salah. But yet he is teaching us that as soon as we complete our salah, we say astaghfirullah. Seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the deficiencies, for the shortcomings which were inside of our salah. So similarly, at the end of the month of Ramadan, we need to do a lot of istighfar. That, oh Allah, I made some effort in the month of Ramadan, but I don't think it was enough. I don't think it was good enough. Oh Allah, please give me the opportunity to reach another month of Ramadan, and inshallah I will work harder next month, next time. Because we know in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that Ramadan ila Ramadan mukaffiratun lima baynahunna. That one Ramadan to another Ramadan is a means of the sins which were committed in between that time being forgiven, the minor sins. So if a person lives till next Ramadan, but who has the guarantee? No one has the guarantee. Every day we hear of people passing away, children passing away, teenagers passing away. Someone from an illness, someone from an accident, car accident, something or the other. Death can come at any time. We don't know. So it's very important we do a lot of istighfar. Oh Allah, you gave me this beautiful month, and I could have really achieved so much in this month, but I wasted it. I wasted it on, I don't know, eating too much or sleeping too much, and I didn't recite as much Quran as I could have recited. And I didn't perform as much nawafil and salah as I could have performed. I didn't give as much charity as I could have given. Laylatul Qadr came, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and I don't think I really used it or utilized it the way it deserved. So then I ask myself the question, do I really deserve the day of Eid then? So we have to be humble. We can't use the day of Eid to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people have the bad habit, especially our youngsters. MashaAllah, we've got so many youngsters here today, going into the cars and driving outside and blowing the party poppers and, I don't know, blasting the music and all of these kind of things. Allah has given us Eid a celebration for something good, and we're using it for something haram. Isn't this something that will earn us the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why are we doing this? We need to really think. The why am I trying to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's like if I said to someone, here you go, there is a gift for you. And you take the gift in front of me and you throw it on the floor and you smash it into 100 pieces. Imagine how upset I will become. I gave you a gift, use it wisely, use it properly. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the day of Eid as a gift. Allah Ta'ala said enjoy yourself. But it doesn't mean we start doing things which are haram, things which will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, earn us the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear friends, my brothers, my elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen, this beautiful religion. And Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دُخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. O you who have brought Iman, enter into Islam entirely. Don't be a part-time Muslim, be a full-time Muslim. That your every habit, your every word, your every action that you do as a Muslim is dictated by Islam. When I am speaking, I will try and speak the way Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed me how to speak. The way when I am interacting with other people, when I am dealing with other people, behaving with other people, socializing with other people. Islam is not just read your salah and you're a good Muslim. Islam is our whole way of life. That my life has to be in accordance with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's all there in the books of hadith. How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ate, how he drank, how he spoke to people. Subhanallah, we read the books of Shama'il. The features, the attributes, the characteristics of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We see this beautiful role model, example for us to follow. We don't need to follow people that we find on social media. We don't need to follow, what are these people called? I can't remember any of their names. The people on social media that get all the fame, the YouTubers and the Instagrammers and the TikTokers and all of these people that young people are following, and they watch their videos for hours and hours and hours every single day. And we learn their habits. Oh, this particular YouTuber has this haircut, so I'm going to get this haircut. This particular YouTuber is selling this drink, Prime drink. I need to get Prime drink. And I'm going to spend £50 buying that Prime drink. Now I think it's calmed down, the hype. But these kind of things. Someone on YouTube, someone on Instagram, someone on social media, someone online is doing something. And we are so eager that we have to follow this. We have to do it. We have to get the same thing. Whereas the best role model for us is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These Instagrammers and YouTubers and TikTokers, if I go to them and I said, oh, my name is Muhammad and I've come to you and I really love you so much and I buy all of your Prime drinks, please can you let me come into your house and please can you give me this? He's going to say, go get out, get lost, get out of my face, I don't want to know you. Why are you coming to me for? Right? They don't want to know us. They are popular because they are businessmen. They know very well how to make people buy their drinks, and they know very well how to make people, sell things to people and draw the attention of people. But they don't care about the people. Got no concern in their heart for the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would cry day and night for us. He hasn't even seen us. He will never see us. He will leave this dunya before we even come into existence, but he would cry for us. That when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once he said to his Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, that he would say, I am hoping, I am wishing to meet my friends, meet my brothers. So the Sahaba said, awalasna ikhwanuka ya Rasulullah, are we not your brothers, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, la antum ashabi. No, you are my companions. My brothers are those who will come after me who haven't seen me. So imagine how much love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had for each and every single one of us. That these people will come into the world and they will follow my sharia, they will follow my sunnah, and on the day of qiyamah when they leave this world and when they are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will intercede on their behalf in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will feed them, I will give them to drink from the Kawthar with my own blessed hands. Every single believer who will enter Jannah, before you get to Jannah there will be this pond called Kawthar, Al-Kawthar. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a gift. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Indeed, we have given you the kawthar. It's a big, massive pond. And the water is so delicious, so tasty, that once you have taken a sip from that water, you will never ever feel thirsty ever again. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, every single nabi, likulli nabiyyin hawdun. Every single nabi has this big pond. But the pond that Allah Ta'ala has given me is the biggest one from all of the other prophets, because my ummah is going to be the biggest ummah. And the amount of cups which are inside of the pond of Kawthar is similar to the amount of stars in the sky. So when you go through all of the difficulties of the day of judgment, just before a person is about to enter into Jannah, they will end up at this hawd, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will feed each individual person water, give them water to drink with his own blessed hands. And then some people, he will try to give them water to drink, and the angels will come and they will pull that person away. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, he is from my ummah. This person is from my ummah. And the angels will say, no, 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 no. You don't know what this person did after you left this world. He didn't follow your teachings. He didn't follow your sunnah. He didn't give any importance to the sunnah. He said it's just a sunnah. Just a sunnah, yar. We don't need to do it. It's not a big deal. It's just a sunnah. I'm doing my fard. I'm a Muslim. I don't need to do the sunnah. If we say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dressed like this, he had this facial appearance and he wore these type of clothes and he did these certain practices, people say it's just a sunnah, it's not a big deal. But you know, one of the great scholars of hadith, Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the greatest scholars of hadith. Very rarely will you find a person like Abdullah bin Mubarak. You know, anytime you have a scholar in history, whoever the scholar is, you have some people who like them and you had their lovers and you had their haters. You had the people who liked them and you had the people who criticized them. But Abdullah bin Mubarak, subhanallah, is one of those scholars. He was a hafizul hadith. He was an amirul mu'minin fil hadith. He knew over 600, 700,000 hadith, maybe over a million hadiths he knew by heart. He's one of those people that nobody criticizes. All of the scholars. Brothers, come forward. If there's any gaps in front of you, inshallah, move forward, fill in the gaps. If there's any gaps in front of you, move forward, inshallah. So I was saying this, Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, he mentioned something very important. And I want everyone to, inshallah, listen to it carefully. I know it's the day of Eid, and inshallah, our Eid Salah is going to be on time, 9:30. So he says, Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah, he says, مَنْ تَهَاوَنَ بِالْآدَابِ عُوقِبَ بِحِرْمَانِ السُنَّةِ وَمَنْ تَهَاوَنَ بِالسُنَّةِ عُوقِبَ بِحِرْمَانِ الْفَرَائِضِ وَمَنْ تَهَاوَنَ بِالْفَرَائِضِ صُلِبَ مِنْهُ الْمَعْرِفَةِ أو كما قال, he says that whoever takes adab, the mustahabbat, you know, things that scholars say, oh, this is a good thing. And we'll say, do I need to cover my head? Do I need to wear a topi and cover my head? Okay. So is this a sunnah or is it not a sunnah? It's not a sunnah. Well, at least you can say it's mustahab. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, majority of the time would cover his head. When he would go into the bathroom, he would cover his head. So at least you can say it's an adab. Even if you don't want to classify it as a sunnah, you can say it's an adab. You can say it's a good thing. All of the pious people, the scholars, everybody covers their head. They understand whether it's with a hat, whether it's with a shawl, whether it's with something. Whoever takes the adab, the mustahab actions in Islam lightly, they don't give them importance, Allah Ta'ala will punish them by depriving them of the sunnah, of practicing upon the sunnah. And whoever takes the sunnah actions very lightly, doesn't give them importance, Allah Ta'ala will punish them by depriving them of the fara'id. So it's a retrogression. You get worse. So a person says, it's just a sunnah, I don't need to do it anymore. When I was younger, I used to do this. A lot of people you hear saying these kind of things. When I was younger, I used to read this. When I was younger, I used to do this. When I was younger, I used to practice upon this. I don't do it anymore. I don't have time anymore. It's retrogression. You've deteriorated. You've gone downwards. You've gone downhill. So whoever takes sunnah actions lightly, it's not important. It's just a sunnah. Look, nowadays, you've got the fara'id, the fard, actions of salah. And then you've got the sunnahs. In the day, you got the, you know, all these extra rak'ahs of sunnah, depending on the classification of the scholars. But at least we can say about 20 rak'ahs. And in the hadith, we understand this. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that whoever, man wazaba, whoever is consistent and regular with the 20 extra rak'ahs of sunnah, sunnah mu'akkada on a daily basis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for them a beautiful mansion in Jannah, beautiful house in Jannah. So there's virtues for doing the sunnah. But you see, people just do the fard. What is the point of the sunnah? Before dhuhr we've got sunnah. After dhuhr we have sunnah. Before asr we have the sunnah, a sunan that we perform. Before fajr we have the sunan that we perform. What's the purpose of them? It's to prepare you. The sunan that come before the salah, the purpose is to prepare you for the salah. Imagine I've just run in from outside, from my work, from my job, from my, you know, being with my family or something, and I've come into the masjid and I go straight into the fard, I'm distracted. So to prepare myself mentally, I perform my sunan. 4 rak'ahs, 2 rak'ahs. So I'm prepared now to start my fard. And similarly, after the fard, because I know in my fard there were mistakes, there were shortcomings, there were weaknesses, that's why we have the sunan which come after the fard, and they are known as sunanul jabirah. Sunanul jabirah, meaning the mistakes, the shortcomings of my salah are going to be rectified with those sunan. Now if somebody says, you know, I don't read any sunnas, I'm just going to do four fard of zuhr. On Jum'ah day you see people, two rakat fard of Jum'ah, and then they're running out. No sunan before, no sunan after, there's no importance. So what kind of salah are we going to present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the point I was making, my dear respected brothers, friends, youngsters, is that Islam is a complete package, a complete religion. It's not just, we can't just be a part-time Muslim, I'm only going to do this, I'm not going to do this. Cherry pick. What I'm going to take seriously and what I'm not going to take seriously. The whole of Islam is serious. We should take all of it seriously. All these scholars, these maulvis, these sheikhs, these people, they give too much importance to this. It's not a big deal. I've heard this. Right? You say this is haram, or it's not a big deal. I'm not saying it's haram because I invented that, the fact that it's haram. I'm saying it's haram because Allah says it's haram. The Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it's haram. I'm not telling you anything other than that which Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have stipulated. So why are you making me the enemy? Why are you shooting the messenger? These maulvis, these sheikhs, these scholars, they're backwards. Backwards people, they don't understand the real world. They're saying it's haram because Allah says it's haram, and you're saying what? He doesn't understand the real world. I know it's haram, but he doesn't understand the real world. In the real world, you have to do haram things. You have to be a harami. Na'udhu billah. You have to be this type of person. Otherwise, you can't live in the world. You have to do haram actions. Look at the way we justify, and look at the way we rationalize these things. That if you don't do haram, you can't survive. If you don't do haram, and you don't do some fraud here and there, you don't do some cheating and lying here and there, you don't do this and that here and there, then you can't be successful. Na'udhu billah. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written success for the cheaters, for the deceivers, for the liars, for the people who are breaking the commands of Allah. Allah says, you people are going to be successful. And all these maulvis and scholars and all these people who are trying their best to, not just maulvis and scholars, but all those people who are trying to fulfill the commands of Allah, I'm not, you know, these people are not going to get anywhere. They're going to be stuck. So we justify it now. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not taken seriously, are taken very, very lightly. So my brothers, my friends, my youngsters, mashallah, a lot of children here as well. So I don't know how to. Gee, they're going to be getting bored, falling asleep, mashallah. We've got all these beautiful children here as well, mashallah. It's good. They're coming to the masjid, building the bond with the masjid. And inshallah, we ourselves need to build a stronger bond with the masjid. We need to build a stronger bond with the masjid. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, لَسَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ. Seven types of people will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day when there will be no other shade apart from Allah's shade. And one of them is رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. A person whose heart was connected to the masjid. Five times salah, it has to be performed in the masjid. The scholars say, majority of the scholars say, it is wajib to perform your salah with jama'ah, with congregation. But you look, mashallah, Eid salah is full till the back. Jum'ah salah is full till the back. People are telling me now, the whole downstairs hall is full, upstairs hall is full, back hall is full, classrooms are getting full. Alhamdulillah, it's very good. What about in five times salah? What about in Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha? You're getting two, three lines, four lines, five lines. Where is everybody? That we think I'm going to perform my Jum'ah and Allah Ta'ala is going to forgive me for all of my other salahs. How foolish have we, you know, we think it's all a joke. We think Jannah is very cheap, like the Yahud and the Jewish people who say that نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, they would say, we're the sons of Allah, we're beloved to Allah. Doesn't matter what we do in the world, Allah is going to put us in Jannah anyway. So now Muslims are saying the same thing. Doesn't matter what we do, Allah Ta'ala is going to give me Jannah anyway. So I can be a part-time Muslim, the most part-time of the part-time Muslims, and inshallah I will be fine. So we need to change this mentality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give myself, yourself, and all of us the ability, inshallah. Shuru kar le namaz. Okay, so inshallah we'll start the salah. So the Jum'ah salah, the Eid salah. So we have six extra takbirs. In the first rak'ah, there will be three takbirs extra. And in the second rak'ah, there will be three extra takbirs. So in the first rak'ah, after the imam says Allahu Akbar, and we will read the thana quietly, and then the imam will do three takbirs. So after the first takbir, we will tie our hands and read the thana, and then after that, three takbirs, Allahu Akbar, we will drop our hands. Allahu Akbar, we will drop our hands. And in the third one, Allahu Akbar, we will tie our hands. Then we will have the salah as usual. In the second rak'ah, just before the ruku', so when we stand up, it will be Surah Fatiha and then Surah. And just before the ruku, there will be three takbirs. Allahu Akbar, drop our hands. Allahu Akbar, drop our hands. Allahu Akbar, drop our hands. And then we will go into ruku. So these are the six takbirs. Don't overthink it, inshallah. Don't want anyone looking left and right and trying to see what other people are doing, inshallah. Just, you know, this is something we should already know. And straight after the Eid Salah, we'll have the khutbah. So it's necessary to sit in the khutbah. It's wajib to sit in the khutbah and listen to the khutbah as well. But the khutbah is after the Eid Salah. So inshallah, please make sure everybody is sitting for that. Please make your ruz. Straighten your ruz. Fill in the gaps. Make sure your mobile phones are turned off on silent. If there's any gaps in front of you, inshallah, move forward. Fill in the gaps. Make sure our heels on the back line, the second line, and we're standing shoulder to shoulder, inshallah. Sorry? Now come forward, fill in the cups. Upstairs as well, if the brothers can fill in all the gaps. Make sure we're standing shoulder to shoulder. We just let me know from upstairs, inshallah, when we're ready. See you. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم، ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. إن شاء الله brothers remain seated in your places. We'll have the khutbah of Eid إن شاء الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. الحمد لله الحمد لله المنعم المحسن الديان ذي الفضل والجود والإحسان ذي الكرم والمغفرة والامتنان الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل حين شاع الكفر في البلدان صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ما لمع القمران وتعاقب الملوان الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد لله عليكم فيه عوائد الإحسان ورجاء نيل الدرجات والعفو والغفران الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم باها بهم ملائكته فقال يا ملائكتي ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله قالوا ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره قال ملائكتي عبيدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء وعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم فيقول ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات قال فيرجعون مغفورا لهم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه وقال الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين اللهم انصر المسلمين في غزة يا ذا الجلال والعزة اللهم إنهم في حاجة عاجلة إلى رحماتك فأنزل عليهم رحماتك يا رحمن يا رحيم اللهم اللهم طال ليل الظالمين اللهم طال ليل الظالمين اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون عيد مبارك تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال